Friedel.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Trucks carrying humanitarian aid, including food, medicine, and water, began entering the besieged Gaza Strip Saturday through the Egypt-controlled Rafah crossing. It's the first time aid has been allowed to enter Gaza since Hamas launched a surprise attack on Israel October 7th that killed some 1,400 people, triggering an Israeli bombing campaign and a total Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip. Video from the crossing showed trucks moving into the area from the Egyptian side, carrying those supplies, and a limited amount of food and canned goods. Speaking at a peace summit in neighboring Egypt, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the trucks were a good start and thanked Egypt for its role in facilitating the convoy.
Those trucks need to move as quickly as possible in a massive, sustained and safe way from Egypt into Gaza.
The UN Secretary General added the people of Gaza need a commitment for much, much more, including a continuous delivery of aid at the scale that is needed. He said the UN is working nonstop with all relevant parties to make sure that happens. The Secretary General made his comments at a summit in Egypt, where leaders and representatives from the Arab and Western countries are gathered Saturday for a summit for peace on the 15th day of the war between Israel and Hamas, with the goal of preventing that conflict from becoming a wider regional war. In his opening remarks at the summit, Jordan's King Abdullah blasted Israel for its relentless bombardment of Gaza and said the forced internment and displacement of Palestinians is a war crime.
Our priorities today are clear and urgent. First, an immediate end to the war in Gaza, the protection of civilians. Second, the sustained and uninterrupted delivery of humanitarian aid, fuel, food, and medicines to the Gaza Strip. Third, the unequivocal rejection of the forced displacement or internal displacement of the Palestinians.
This is VOA News. The Associated Press reports Saturday Ukrainian Marines have landed on the left bank of the Dnipro River after launching incursions into Russian-held territory, an attempt to pave the way for more troops to move across into the Kherson region. An AP crew on the ground with the troops witnessed the advances earlier this week. The effort could signal further advances into occupied territory as Ukraine continues to mount a counteroffensive. Ukrainian officials have not yet confirmed or denied an offensive is underway. The troops began moving October 14th with the support of other Ukrainian forces and assault units. Soldiers on the ground report Russian forces have been pushed out of their advanced positions. The area is now under the control of the armed forces of Ukraine. That claim could not be independently verified. Russia's foreign minister has proposed regular security talks with North Korea and China to deal with what he described as an increasing U.S.-led regional military threats. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made the comments during a trip to North Korea, where he met with leader Kim Jong-un and his top diplomat. Details of Lavrov's meeting with Kim are not immediately available. His trip is expected to focus on how to boost the two countries' defense ties. Last week, the United States said North Korea had transferred munitions to Russia to boost its fighting capabilities in Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's planned visit to Washington this month is viewed as paving the way for higher-level meetings between the United States and China. Washington is also calling on Beijing's cooperation to stop the flow of precursor chemicals that are fueling the fentanyl crisis and help prevent military escalation of the Israel-Hamas conflict. VOA State Department Bureau Chief Nike Chang reports.
Preventing a military conflict triggered by accidents is among the items on the U.S. agenda in its talks with China. Other pressing issues include the fentanyl crisis, Russia's war on Ukraine, and Israel's war with Hamas.
With respect to potential mediators, I would say we think at this time the appropriate step is not mediation with Hamas, but Israel defending itself, as any country could. China has lines of communication with a number of countries in the region. So if China could do something to prevent the conflict from widening, that is certainly something that we would welcome.
Nike Ching, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.